Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
John, you consider yourself an ally, right?
I absolutely know.
So, can you tell us what big thing happened yesterday for women's sports in this city?
For women's sports in this city?
Yes.
Yeah, University of Texas.
In this city? I said... Oh. This city. We're not talking about Austin.
Rice women's basketball?
What happened?
They won.
What did they win?
They won a conference championship.
For the first time ever, Rice women are going to the tournament.
Yeah. How about that?
Beat East Carolina. It was a 10 versus a 9. I'm not sure what happened in that conference, but a 10 beat a 9 in the conference title game. So Rice.
The guys lost, my man. My guy, he lost.
Not as successful for the men, but the women.
They finished like 11-21 or something.
Credit to the women for making a miracle run to get themselves into the tournament.
See, did I know or did I not know?
I asked. See if you knew.
Yeah. Congratulations to the Rice women. Not so much. My man, Kyle Keller, over at Stephen F. Austin, had the buzzer beater. That is one of... Did you watch that shot?
I did.
Why are you claiming...
It was like a touch shot.
Oh, it was...
It was amazing. The pass up court, the dude not even in what it was a half a motion. He caught it and threw it at the same time. Otherwise, he wouldn't have got it
that
off.
That should have been the top play on ESPN.
It was wasn't it? Was the top play?
Yes, it was because it was a great play.
Don't dab.
That's what they feature. It was a block shot that they blocked a shot that was going to be a layup to basically win the game. They were tied at 57, and off the block they threw it immediately, and it touches his hands, and he's getting it up.
It was like a touch pass.
It was an unbelievable play to move forward.
Yeah, to move forward. Do you guys see what Daniel Gafford is doing?
He is nearing a rather remarkable, but kind of a record we wouldn't even pay attention to.
Right, 35 consecutive. He's at 33 consecutive shots made. Wilt Chamberlain has the record for 35 consecutive shots made. Well, a lot of them are dunks.
Well, it's Daniel Gafford. He's catching lobs from Luka and others.
That's basically what he's doing.
Still.
Yeah. No. I mean,
make a mid-range jumper, Daniel Gafford.
Right. I mean, they're all. Well, it wasn't like Wilt wasn't dunking either, though.
But, sure.
I mean, so that's pretty cool.
And Wilt was playing against plumbers, as I remember. At least that's what I'm always told.
That's what you were told.
To insult a legend from the past. I was playing against part-time insurance
guys.
Wilt
will tell you about Artis Gilmore.
Artis Gilmore, Schmilmore, plumber.
Yeah.
And then in 10 years, they'll be, you know, they're this generation's. In 20 years, they'll be, they just played against streamers.
Well, LeBron was playing against Jaylen Brown, a guy who can't even go left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's youth.
Influencers. That's all they played against.
Jordan's just Jaylen Brown with a shoe deal.
That's what your kid said.
That's what
No, he got it from a clip. That's all over TikTok now.
Okay.
And we're done with the 90s.
Jaylen Brown. That generation can't be dumber.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
A little bit. No.
Jaylen Brown with the richest contract in NBA history right now until Jason Tatum gets it.
Let's get Giovanni in. What do you say, Giovanni?
Hey, good morning, sports fellas.
Sportsman.
Yeah, sports at you. Sports to you.
I am.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Okay.
Sports to you.
Thank you. I just wanted to know y'all's thoughts on the upcoming boxing match between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Ooh. Just want to see who you guys think is going to win. Thank you.
It's going to be, if Tyson loses, it's going to be sad. He's 57. Everyone shows the same video of him, and I think it's actually an older video. They show the one where he's bobbing and weaving, throwing lefts and right. Like, he looks unbelievable. For those of us who actually watched Tyson in his last several fights, it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. But he looks good. Like most people don't get. I know that the video looks great, and I'm impressed by it too. Most boxers aren't in their prime at age 57. Ask Roy Jones Jr. and Bernard the Executioner Hopkins and anybody else who tries to fight when they're old. It doesn't go well. So I don't know. Jake Paul has a legitimate punch, but Mike Tyson is a legitimate heavyweight, but he's 57. I mean, Jake Paul is in his, what, 30s, or is he still in his 20s? He may still be in his 20s, actually. He's probably like 28. He's fighting a 57-year-old. But you don't think Mike Tyson can generate power? One of the twitchiest, freakiest humans that's ever existed. I don't know. I'm going to watch it. I'll just tell you right now. Jake Paul's figured out this whole, he's figured this thing out. I mean, I'm going to buy it. I'm sure it's going to cost me $65 freaking, but I'm going to buy it and I'm going to watch it.
Is it on Netflix?
I'll watch Jake Paul Tyson.
That makes one of us.
Is it on Netflix?
Huh?
It's on Netflix. Are they going to do a pay-per-view thing?
Oh, it is going to be Netflix?
I believe so. I think as long as you have a Netflix subscription.
So that Jake is already getting paid off that deal.
I'm sure.
So yeah, if I'm already buying, you going to watch it now?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, if it's.
I said I would never buy it again, and now, I've Netflix, already bought Netflix.
Netflix
so.
Better not start like Prime has where you can. Yeah, but you can buy. No, Netflix now has. I think I read that Netflix is going to start introducing some commercials into programming. Or you can pay extra to get rid of them, more extra.
Right. Well, here's the. And what game? Oh, we had a playoff game. Kansas City's playoff game against Miami, right? Did you buy the. Did you?
No. I knew the outcome. I wasn't going to.
You weren't going to do it?
No.
And pretty good point. I forget who made the point. Maybe it was Clay Travis made the point. We're already buying that service. Why are there commercials in this game?
Yeah.
Why are there commercials in this? And you know what? That's absolutely true. You're already paying for it, and they're going to double it. Your league is so greedy. Yeah. It is the greediest money grabbing. Oh, so we can pay Roger Goodell $50 million a year.
Sir.
What, the biggest worst commissioner.
Oh, really? Who's got the strongest league of all? Us. We keep running your leagues out of business.
Oh, no. COVID ran us out. Sorry.
No. Yeah. Roger did.
We won the championship before then.
Who was we?
You didn't even get to finish your league.
You didn't
even come back and keep playing.
The only XFL champion is the team in Arlington.
Got the ring.
No, you don't. Ring. You don't have a ring.
Yeah. That's a wedding ring you're wearing.
It's a ring. I got
That to you. They don't even have the same owners anymore.
Yeah. No, don't watch the same owners.
Rodgers got a powerful league that is well run. And yes, and he said, okay, we're going to start putting some more TV games on. We're going over there to Germany and to Mexico City.
Triple dipping.
We're expanding our product. We're expanding our product. And look at baseball on Apple TV. Pathetic.
Did Prime run commercials?
Yeah.
So, Clay Travis, welcome to what's going on. Didn't Prime already force you to watch commercials during their games, and you're paying for that service?
Yeah.
So what he said isn't all that revolutionary. That was already happening.
Well, what are you going to do? Like, there are breaks in the game.
What's Peacock going to just run promos? You'd rather see promos than commercials?
No, I'd rather see commercials for John Daspit, for John's powder coaters, for. Yeah, we'd rather have good commercials.
Did you just morph in the
commercials
Todd?
For Vanderford Air? John, people for good things.
Is it your company, John Powder Coaters?
I'm pretty.
John, you own that company?
Robbins Powder Coaters.
Robbins. It's Robbins Powder Coaters, not mine. All right. It's Houston Powder Coaters.
But what I don't want to see, because, you know, I get ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus gives you a lot of great stuff. And then it gives you, hey, we'll give you the ability to buy a pay-per-view fight for like $4 off.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, great.
It is a la carte, which is fine.
By the way, I saw a video of Conor McGregor.
Yeah? How big he is now?
He is looking rough.
Oh, rough?
Rough. Like, yeah. He was doing an interview.
Conor McGregor was
pretty lit up, and it wasn't just alcohol.
No. Conor McGregor gained a bunch of weight with, it looks like, artificial means.
Oh, no.
Like, he is ripped. No. At least what I saw a few months back.
Well, you're going to see him in a new Roadhouse movie.
Oh,
the
yeah.
remake. I think he's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he is in that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you'll see what that looks like, I guess.
You'll make a remake.
Well, yeah, from a movie that came
out. Because this generation can't think of
what's with
UFC star Conor McGregor appears.
Which generation? Millennials or Zoomers?
That's what it says. He appears erratic and sweaty to promote his new Roadhouse movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I'll show you the video. He looks...
Oof. Wow, that doesn't even... Kind of doesn't even look like Conor McGregor.
He looks like he's having a good time before that interview. Time to talk about... Speaking of a good time, Kent over at Dreamrate. This dude loves him some mortgages. This dude loves the hack. This dude loves to save money for you. This dude has got all of the moves. He is, it's really, really something because he is making moves that the other mortgage companies aren't. You've got a broker that's working for you as opposed to the mortgage company that's working for the mortgage company. They ain't caring about saving you no money. They ain't worried about making sure, getting you all of this different stuff off for your mortgage. They ain't worried about that. Kent Jones is because he is working for you. He's got your side of this thing. So you need a broker. 75% of this mortgage business is not broker, okay? They're doing it wrong. 75% of the people are doing it wrong. If you need, look at local small business. He's a local small business. He's extremely experienced, 29 years doing this. He owns the company, so he doesn't have to split commissions and pass the savings on. He passes the savings on immediately to you. This is all about saving money, but still getting top-notch service and advice. And he will do all of that for you. The ultimate mortgage hookup, Dreamrate. Get a fast phone scenario quote right now. You're looking to save thousands of dollars? Who isn't? You're doing it right now at Dreamrate, the ultimate mortgage hookup. Call Kent at Dreamrate Mortgage, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN. 97.5.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Somebody called me. Jackie called me a TMZ contributor. I don't know what I did to...
Was it gossip related?
Were you gossiping? Yeah, you were. You've been gossiping.
No, I don't know. I don't know what he means by that. Like maybe something I did showed up on TMZ. I did find a picture of. I was trying to find out who the woman was with Araldis Chapman, and I looked at looked for images of his mom, and sure enough, that's his mom. That's his mom that he's honking yesterday. Her breasts. That was the video that he put out and then since deleted. He gave 11 honks on the left side and 2 on the right side before she pushed his hand off. I was searching for his mom. I saw a picture. I'm like, yep, sure enough, that's his mom. Then I found another picture after he had signed some big contract, and he's got his hand down her, like on her chest, between her breasts. Something is weird with that relationship. It is not the standard mom-son relationship.
Was he 6 years old still breastfeeding?
100%.
Yeah. He was... Like that baby on the kid on the mountain in Game of Thrones.
Robin?
Yeah.
Of the Eyrie?
Yeah.
Robin Aaron?
Yep. Is that Araldis Chapman? No?
I don't want to think about it. I really don't.
I'm pretty sure that's him.
Breastfeeding at 6?
Yeah.
And that's why he has such a fascination. With
7,
honking.
8, 10 even.
When do you think it stopped, John? 12?
What do you think what?
When do you think he stopped breastfeeding?
It could be 12. I mean, you got Little League Baseball, probably 10. He couldn't do it anymore. He was still doing it.
At some point, it gets a little weird when you have to stop playing with your friends because you got to go breastfeed.
You got to go breastfeed.
TMZ did put my video. I just had a tweet, and I guess TMZ featured it or something that I found.
Oh, you're a TMZ contributor.
Yeah, so... Guys, I am a competitive, kind of competitive barbecue person. I am a disc golfer, the preeminent draft expert and analyst. I could get 3 catches for 26 yards in a pro game against a strictly zone team. So I make those determinations.
A curb tripper?
Probably could shoot better free throw percentage than at least 7 of the Cougars basketball team. I could beat them in a free throw shooting contest.
You wouldn't get
We just get the ball. I'm not actually trying to.
Oh, you wouldn't get
create
fouled.
Fouls. Yeah, and I don't want to get fouled by big college players. I just want to shoot free throw shooting contests.
Mm-hmm, okay,
and then I also do TMZ
contributor.
I'm a TMZ contributor as well.
Which is your proudest accomplishment?
Probably TMZ contributor, because I didn't have to go to like outside of a restaurant and say, hey. What's your relationship like with your mom? When did you stop breastfeeding? Like, they ask those questions, you know, that I would never do. I'm not rude like that. But TMZ will do that. But now I get to be a contributor, and I don't have to go potentially get punched by somebody coming outside of a restaurant in California. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, so you're not going to get punched, but you're not going to make any free throws. You also will. You fall down more than anybody I know.
No, I get.
Yeah,
knocked.
You really do.
You're a generational
you're just
tripper.
Walking along at a game and you fall down.
You're a generational fall downer. If we're going to use that terminology,
what is
you're
he?
Not a generational.
You're a generational when it comes to when it comes to falling down. You're one of the best ever.
You are
generational.
Well, you're one of the best of this generation. Yeah.
No. Okay. The super dull. There was the brick was off slightly, but that one was the shoes I was wearing. A really high.
The shoes
like it's a
you were
very
wearing.
High foam.
Yeah, no.
The Adidas.
What about the curb thing?
That was, like I said, that was unforeseen circumstances. Yeah.
Let's talk about Kyle Tucker.
You're right, because no one would think anyone like you would trip over
a
curb.
No.
It is unforeseen because it's embarrassing.
It didn't matter if you're wearing shoes, not wearing shoes, you're going to fall down. So, Kyle Tucker. He was on with Ben Verlander.
Yeah, Flippin' Bats, I believe it's the name of the podcast. Flippin' Bats.
And
how could Ben Verlander possibly get Kyle Tucker? What connection does he have that he could have got that done?
Ben Verlander, how'd you secure this bag?
How did that happen?
Is
he a Nepo brother? He can't be a... Would you call him Nepo baby or Nepo brother?
Nepo brother.
Brother, okay.
Yeah. He's a Nepo brother. He talked about signing here with the Astros and the contract situation.
Like I said, there's no real time frame on anything. Obviously, you don't want to prolong it and make it, you know, a whole like lengthy thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I know a lot of stuff kind of happens throughout spring training just because it's easier because you have a little bit more downtime and you don't have to focus on like the regular season games and playoffs. So we'll see what happens. Coming soon.
All right. I mean, he said nothing.
It was a lot of nothing.
Yeah, he usually says nothing
about that, but that situation.
He
mentioned a couple times how I've got a year and there's no real timeline and we'll see.
Say? What is
a lot of we'll
thing
see
mean?
Stuff?
What I guess, spring thing. Mean? Well, in spring things happen. In spring, no, they don't. Not for the Astros. You ain't signing an extension. What are we? Did he sound hopeful? Not to me.
No, he's not signing an extension. He's just not. So we just got to get used to the fact that he wants to go to free agency, and I can't blame him. He wants to go to free agency. He did say he loves it here. He appreciates Houston and all that
he
stuff.
Likes
all the good stuff.
He's liked it since he has been here.
But you can't blame the guy for wanting to get as much money as he can. The free agent money is going to be out there for Kyle Tucker. The Dodgers are going to call. The Yankees are going to.
The Dodgers still?
Yeah, the Dodgers. But they're going to defer.
He's going to take deferred payments.
$400 million. They'll defer it. They'll defer $400 million, and the next regime is going to pay.
We got to defund the Dodgers. Can we get that started? Defund the Dodgers.
What
we
about,
need to defund the Dodgers? Well, they've got excessive amounts of cash. They're cheating the system, finding loopholes. They must
how
be stopped.
Horrible do you feel for the Yankees right now that Gerrit Cole is shut down for maybe till July? It looks like at least.
Not sad at all.
You're not sad at all?
No.
Gerrit Cole was a great Houston Astro, and you have nothing but – this is the guy that you have aimed – you want to be injured. You must feel satisfied because not only are you a TMZ contributor, but you're also a mush for guys when you call for them to be injured, and they get injured.
No, I don't – well – we're not. I didn't really call for anything recently.
No, but you called for it long term.
God is good,
all the time.
It's.
God. I don't like Gerrit Cole. All I can say is God is good. You stay prayed up.
Do you want to hear some very awkward?
You stay prayed up, and I don't know anything major. Hey, he's still going to get his money. He's fine. It's not like he's losing his arm.
Major elbow problem.
He's going to be out for a month or two.
Major.
At least. Do you want to hear some awkward audio as Garrett Cole's being harassed by someone like you, a TMZ person?
Yes. Is it like cousin Greg?
Well, that's how he talks.
The issue, it's awkward because Garrett doesn't say anything. It's just a guy who keeps asking questions from the New York Post.
Yes, I do want to hear it.
Okay, here it is.
Garrett, how you doing, man? How you holding up? You all right? How's your health? Garrett, anything you can say? Fans?
He's following him as he's walking towards his
car.
The
fans concerned about the opener? Is there anything you can say, Garrett?
And this guy, is this guy a legitimate news guy? Or just some guy?
Concerned about your status for the season, Garrett. How's that arm?
It's from the New York Post.
New York Post?
It must be a video. It's not...
It's a video. Yeah, it is a video.
It's Garrett Cole, one of their writers.
Garrett Cole is walking towards his parking lot.
Wait, why would the New York Post put that up?
Well, I don't know
why. What do you mean, why?
Well, no. First of all, if it's not one of their guys, then why are you putting it up when Garrett Cole says absolutely nothing? If it is one of your guys, it's embarrassing that Garrett Cole wouldn't
it's
even talk
to your
guys.
It's a video, and it shows that Garrett Cole's not talking to somebody
to a non-credential.
Got a lot of content to fill. A lot of content on that website. Will it get clicks? we'll probably look at the views. They're probably like over 19,000, 20,000 views.
Higher over, well, at least from this particular tweet, over 432,000.
Over 432,000 views, John. Ta-da! That's why you do it. That's why you do it.
Is that really what we're going for?
Yes.
Garrett Cole not talking to a guy.
Welcome to the digital age. Yes.
Stupid.
432 views. How many views did you get for your dumb videos? None, because you don't even post them.
Your dumb videos, John.
My dumb videos included you. What are you talking about? And you did those videos Tuesday.
No, I didn't even meet when we got over 100,000 talking about Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole, if you push Garrett Cole, you get eyes. That's true. Remember that? Where Brandon saw the numbers, like, we need to do a bunch of Garrett Cole videos. That was with Garrett Cole leaving, and we had a bunch of people looking at that. If you do Garrett Cole stuff, it pays. And now, like I said, I stay blessed up.
That guy following Garrett Cole,
up, and so
bothering
look what
Garrett Cole, got 400,000 views.
Yeah, just through
that's
that.
That's just Yankee fan.
He was walking towards... I think they're at the airport. He was walking towards the parking structure trying to get to his car. Didn't say
he was trying to be
get away from
Garrett
me, really.
Cole. Like, people in Texas don't – people in Houston don't really do that, but that's like – he saw that as his chance to get 400,000 views.
Hey, Garrett, what do you want to say to the Yankee Nation?
Yankee Nation, Garrett. You want to say something to the fans? Garrett, how's the health? How's the arm?
Do you know how the arm is?
That's what he's going to say in his little – creepy Garrett.
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
That is Greg. It's cousin Greg.
I mean, that's actually Garrett Cole.
I don't know exactly how to answer that.
I'm glad anything negative bad that happens to the Yankees, I'm glad, because they hate us, and thus meaning they hate you if you live in Houston.
It's not a rivalry.
How you doing, man? I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
That should have been the end.
Listen, it's not a rivalry with the Yankees. They don't win at all against us. It's not a rivalry. We destroy them. A rivalry has to have both sides actually competing.
You know what John Boy said about Altuve? He ruined the perception of Altuve, and that doesn't bother you.
Who? I don't care.
Remember he said two lame radio hosts in Houston made everyone hate me because they pretend like I was one.
I wouldn't classify you two as lame.
No, we're definitely not lame.
Maybe. Yeah, we're lame.
We're cool.
Yeah, washed, I think.
No, washed is not the word.
We're lame.
No, you're not lame.
Yeah.
People
well,
like
Lance
me.
Is lame all the time.
Well, you're talking about his inability to
watch.
You
think he was talking about him in his cast?
No, he wasn't talking about
I got out of my cast quick. I had to cut off.
He might have just been, hey, there's a lame radio guy.
But you were included.
That way?
Yeah. It's always
an injury prone.
Nah, it's what Lance's kids would talk about someone that way.
No,
not an inability to walk.
Jose Altuve's the perception of Altuve, and you're fine with it. I'm not.
No.
That just makes one of us. But you're in staying with your anti, you know, you're staying hater. You hated Caitlin Clark. You hate Altuve now.
I love Caitlin Clark.
Did you see, by the way, your boy Sheldon Rankin's got $13 million a year.
Yeah.
2 year, $26 million, and the Texans offered him $12 million, according to Aaron Wilson. The Texans keep coming in just $1 million under on guys.
Sheldon Rankins wasn't great against a run, but Sheldon Rankins was a good player.
He could pass. He could pass rush now.
All right, but you know who can buy your cars? My man, John Clay Wolf over at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is ready for you to get to the website. GiveMeTheVIN.com, that's GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf says, I will buy your car. I will pay you more. I am going to give you the most that you could possibly get for that vehicle. Really? Yeah, that's right. And if I can't beat CarMax, I'll send you $100. Did you know what John Clay Wolf never does? Send you $100. You know why? Because John Clay Wolf always beats CarMax. Always. Take that, CarMax. That's not a rivalry either. That is not a rivalry. John Clay Wolf, GiveMeTheVIN.com and CarMax are not a rivalry because it's one-sided. Because GiveMeTheVIN.com always wins. Winner! Chicken dinner. John Clay Wolf is eating chicken dinners because he's winning all the time. John Clay Wolf has built a billion-dollar business, a multi-billion-dollar business at GiveMeTheVIN.com just by buying and giving you more for your vehicles. You want to sell it for the most you could possibly get? GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Some stuff coming out of spring training. Here's what Brian McTaggart thinks the roster is going to be. The usual guys, Jake Myers, Kyle Tucker, Chaz McCormick, Jordan, the infield, third to first. The usual starters. By the way, have you seen how well Hunter Brown has been throwing? Real well.
Yeah. Just his last appearance was really good.
No, but he's thrown really well this spring. Did we get
it fixed? Is it fixed?
It's all fixed. Because spring training is a great indicator. Did you see Rafael Montero yesterday?
I didn't notice Rafael Montero yesterday. I was getting a car yesterday.
Gave
for my
up
son.
Four with no outs.
A big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
nobody retired. Four runs.
I've already seen that movie.
Yeah.
Linux.
Big deal.
Brian McTaggart thinks it's going to be in a bullpen. Obviously, J.P. France was one of the starters. He likes J.P. France as that sixth starter, not Ronel Blanco. But it looks like the bullpen's going to be Hader, Presley, Montero, Abreu. He's going to miss the first couple of games of the season. Brian Abreu is going to miss the first couple of games because of a suspension in last year's ALDS. Remember when who did he hit? Or, yeah, he had some kind of deal.
That's right. It was, It was his Rangers, wasn't it?
No, it was the ALDS. It was, I can't remember who they played.
It wasn't the Rangers because it got a little dusty in there.
Yeah, no. Anyway, he got, he's out the first two games.
He hit Adolis Garcia in game five, but they deferred it, and he'll have to deal with the two-game suspension. They deferred the suspension.
Yeah, because
to this
remember,
season.
It got all.
This says it was handed down in the ALDS.
I'm seeing ALCS. CS. Top of the Abreu suspension. Top of the top result.
Oh, that's right. It was the Adolis Garcia, and they had the big.
Because Adolis did his little move?
Yes. Rafael Montero, Dylan Coleman, Ronel Blanco, Bennett Sousa, Brandon Belak, and Seth Martinez. That's what Brian McTaggart thinks your bullpen is going to be. And, man, if Montero can't turn this thing around, that whole Bagwell-Lytics thing, we're going to hear that all year.
From Lance?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Gilbert wants to talk about the Cougs. They play at 2 o'clock today against TCU. The first game of the postseason. What do you say, Gilbert?
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good. What's going on? What do you think about today's game?
No one today. What channel is it on today?
I don't know. Is it
an afternoon game?
It's an afternoon game. It's probably ESPN or one of the ESPNs.
Yeah, I think it will be.
What is it on? We'll see. Let me see, Gilbert. I'll look it up for you. Do you have ESPN? It's on ESPN.
Yeah, he's got basic cable.
You got ESPN?
It's on Channel 11.
It's what?
He asked if it's on Channel 11.
You know, it's on ESPN.
It's on 11 today, right?
It's on ESPN.
ESPN at 2 p.m.
You have ESPN, don't you, Gilbert?
Okay, yeah, just talking about this year.
Yeah.
Where are you going to spring training, John?
I'm not going to spring training this year.
Why'd you, Lance? You going?
No, yeah, Lance going. Is probably going to go. Why'd you
never, won't? Never gone to spring training and not
but
going.
What if you go this year?
I won't. I got draft stuff to do.
Oh. He's not going either.
So, nope. Neither of us are going.
Maybe Dell's going.
No, I'm not going. Nope. I don't like
this
baseball.
This show is not going to spring training for sure.
Yeah. Do you ever call, like, Matt Thomas? You ever call Matt Thomas's show? Gilbert?
What'd you say?
Do you ever call Matt Thomas's show? No?
No.
Do you ever?
Gilbert, do you sometimes call Matt Thomas?
No.
Okay.
Whoa.
He has before.
Yeah, I know he has. Do you ever call Sean Salisbury, his show?
No.
Give it a shot.
Do you know what? He goes to spring training. I think he goes in Arizona.
But not to the Astros.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right.
Thanks, Gilbert.
You going to go get me something at spring training? Nope, not going to be able to. All right, bye.
What do you think he could have asked
for? That's how quick
for?
That is.
What do you think he could have asked for?
A hat or program.
You couldn't just get him a hat from the team store? Is
Why
there a special spring training hat?
Why do we have to keep coming out of our pocket when some of us have a bunch of kids and college funds?
I got
to keep buying Gilbert clothes?
You set a precedent.
Your kids are out of the... Your kids are out of school. They're out of
school.
She
likes to eat bananas.
You
know how expensive bananas
are? You're funding the bananas for your granddaughter?
Yes.
That's weird.
She's a banana
enthusiast. You and Araldis Chapman are weird.
You think they're on the same level?
You're buying bananas for kids. And
my granddaughter, she loves bananas. What are you going to do? I mean, what? Oh, bananas aren't great?
She doesn't live here.
What are you doing? Venmoing Steffi so she can buy bananas?
So she can buy bananas. Keep the kid in bananas.
Yeah, well,
keep
Gilbert's
the kid
more
in
expensive
bananas.
Than that.
Yeah. Keep the what?
Gilbert's more expensive than that. Trust me.
Yeah.
Gilbert's way more expensive than that to try to keep up with Gilbert's what he wants and needs, which is mostly just memorabilia. I just wish somebody would give him access to some. Just, you know how the third world kids get, you know, the last year they got Astros World Championship. Shirts or whatever.
Is that still a thing?
ALCS, AL champs.
Do you think they still do that? I know we've been making that joke for like the last 30 years.
Because it's true, yeah. I don't know where they go, but they go somewhere. They have to have them printed.
If there's a game seven, they got to have both printed.
Whoever does that, please give us a hookup.
I just don't remember seeing a kid from Ghana in an Eagle Super Bowl championship shirt from last year. I don't remember seeing that. I don't know if they still
ship
those things.
That
world
kid that
stops. Yeah, I know you love that. You've loved that thing for over a decade. I know.
Third world sports clothing. Let me see.
That's my favorite.
I know it
He's
is.
He's in the loser's shirt.
I know. I don't think any of those kids got Eagles.
Here it is. Patriots runner-up gear goes to developing countries. That was 2014.
Yeah, that's a decade ago. Do they still send those shirts to kids?
Also 2012. Why would they not?
I don't know. No kid in Peru is wearing an Eagles championship shirt from last year.
If they're making them, if they make it and they don't, this is my whole point. I don't care if they're wearing them. If they're making stuff, hats or shirts, please, I'm begging you, if you know the person that does that, please let him call. He can call me or direct message me and just let me know because I want to hook him up with Gilbert and just load him up with that stuff. Now, I think Gilbert, who does keep up with sports, will say, hey, I don't want this. They're not even champions anyway. But just the ability to just rain down hats and clothing on him.
But he only likes local
just
stuff.
Just to slow it down.
He's not looking for Philadelphia stuff. He wants local team stuff.
Well, or network stuff like NFL Network or Inside the NFL. Remember Inside the NFL Forever was his thing with Lynn Dawson?
Yeah.
He kept wanting a mug for years from Inside. Lance, you know Inside the NFL. I don't know them. And now they're back. I mean, I need to get Ryan. Colleen Wolf said, whew, you weren't lying on Gilbert, but I need Ryan Clark to. I need Gilbert. If I could put, who would you, if you could put Gilbert, the big relentless, on one person, who would it be?
Harry Douglas.
Okay, that was quick. Who would you take, John?
Who would I put Gilbert on? I would have to think about that. I'd put him on Skip.
Bayless? Yeah, where he got his number?
I mean, yeah.
I think I'd put him on Stephen A.
You would?
Yeah. I think that'd be good.
Skip, to me, is the...
Would you put him on our guest at 9 o'clock?
Mike Tannenbaum? No, absolutely not.
He's coming your way in 17 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So don't you go anywhere. We're going to get some inside scoop from a guy who was there. Did it. You know who does it right now? Lance mentioned it. Robin from Houston Powder Coaters, right? Houston Powder Coaters is doing it every single day for the city of Houston. They do it for you, okay? Houston Powder Coaters is awesome. Look, if you have not... If you've got anything that's metal, and okay, businesses, you got an old rusty gate fence, and it's like, oh my goodness, what do we have to go replace this? But man, it costs so much to replace. Oh man, we love this iron. How are we going to keep it? I'll tell you how you're going to keep it. Houston Powder Coat is going to come to your business, and they're going to fix it. They're going to powder coat it and make it look new again, a lot cheaper than replacing that entire fence. Especially if you've got a big fence. Houston Powder Coaters, for businesses throughout this city, all over, not only this city, but the Woodlands, when you go to the waterway, all of their stuff, all the benches and everything else, the light poles and everything, Houston Powder Coated. It's thing after thing. The giant Ferris wheel downtown, Houston Powder Coated. It's thing after thing after thing after thing. If you're looking for the best in the business, they got over 20 years of experience, 5-star customer service. Go look at their Google reviews, very hands-on. You're going to talk to Robin. Robin's going to give you advice about what you should do with your patio furniture, with your car parts, with your boat parts, whatever they are. They are here for you. They will pick up and deliver, okay? If you're a residential, pick up and deliver whatever it is that you need powder coated. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Zach Brown, baby.
You're listening to John and Lance and some great music presented by RC Ranch,
the official beef jerky of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Dell, you going to Zach Brown tonight?
Couldn't get tickets.
He could get tickets. He's got a press pass.
No, I don't, because I didn't
sign up for a press pass.
I did not sign up for one.
You can take Frank's. I've got Frank Bullington's old one.
I'm good. I'd rather have this happen to me than go to that show.
Oh God. Oh, but then with the mic, you keep doing that over and over.
He asked me to point at him, so now I'm going to point at him.
Somebody would do that to a microphone.
Yeah,
I'm sure worse has happened.
Zach Brown tonight at the rodeo. Big night.
Are you going?
Now, I've seen him like 3 times.
Before. Okay.
A little bit of chicken. But it's always a good show. Always a good show. He's great.
Mike Tannenbaum's coming up in 10 minutes. Hey. NFL. By the way, thanks to the NFL's longstanding collaboration with Good 360, a nonprofit organization, the losing team's NFL apparel is donated to communities in need outside of the U.S. that include Europe, Africa, or Asia. But you definitely won't see it in anyone in America because the loser's gear is closely guarded as it makes its way from the stadium to a central location in preparation for distribution. And they work closely with international NGOs to ensure that the apparel goes directly into the hands of the right communities and not someplace where someone might be able to profit from.
I need proof. Otherwise, I'm just hearing a press
release. This is from the company Good. Sherry Rudolph, the chief development officer, said this.
Prove it, Sherry.
So our league is actually giving away the losers' clothes to other communities and continents. So good for us.
At what point do we just go, Aaron Rodgers, can you go away?
He's getting close for me.
He's getting real
close. I mean, when he's playing football, it's one thing, I'll deal with it. But he didn't play last year, and I know it's due to injury. But, man, am I seeing a lot of him on Pat McAfee. And he likes smoke. He likes to start stuff. And I don't care about any. Like, I don't care what his thoughts are on vaccines. I don't care what his thoughts are on anything, honestly.
Well, how about his thoughts on Sandy Hook?
All the time. Oh, no. Did he? No way.
Apparently, so Pamela Brown, journalist, back in 2013, she was introduced to Rogers Hearing that she was a journalist with CNN, Rogers immediately began attacking the news media for covering up important stories. Rogers brought up the tragic killing of 20 children and 6 adults by a gunman at Sandy Hook Elementary School, claiming it was actually a government inside job and the media was intentionally ignoring it. You have to be some kind of an idiot. Some kind of an idiot. First of all, what about the dude who had to pay? Who's the guy who refutes the conspiracy guy? And he just lost his court, and he had to pay millions and millions of dollars to them because he said that there was no Sandy Hook.
Huge. I know who you're talking. I guess I can't remember his name. He's been out.
Alex Jones.
There it is.
Yeah. Alex Jones. And Aaron Rodgers is saying this. You have to be some kind of stupid to say stuff like that.
I will say this. CNN has spoken to another person with similar story. The person to whom they spoke with had granted anonymity so as to avoid harassment. Recalled that several years ago, Rogers claimed Sandy Hook never happened. All those children never existed. They were all actors. When asked about the grieving parents, the source recalled Rogers saying, "They're all making it up. They're all actors." Now, no one has this on tape. Yeah. I will say, just for the sake of fairness, you got two people saying this. No one has any tape of this. It would be interesting if you ask him, if somebody asked him directly right now, my guess is he's going to say something entirely different 11 years later after after Alex.
You would think.
After Alex
Jones had lost. Yeah.
Jones got his ass slaughtered. And, I mean, these golly, nothing pisses me off more than conspiracy theorists who say things like Sandy Hook never happened. Come on, man.
You can't be dumber. Kids, you cannot be dumber.
Yeah, that's just...
And I hope... is Aaron Rodgers going to be our Secretary of State?
No, he's going to be Vice President.
You think he's going to be Vice President? Between him and Jesse Ventura?
But Jesse Ventura isn't answering. Is he answering RFK's
calls?
So
RFK is going to be a third party, right? He has to be a third-party nominee.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the Democratic nominee. He's not a Republican nominee. So I was looking at odds. Republicans and Democrats, Republicans had a minus 125 lead, like a small lead. Now it's even money. They're both pick-ems. And there's a third party that's plus 3,000. Like, it should be plus 300,000. A third party can't possibly win.
What about this story? That the voting bloc that could decide the U.S. election? What do you think? Who do you think what voting bloc is going to decide?
Zoomers?
Gen Z.
No.
Who?
Swifties.
Oh, this again?
Swifties are going to decide who the president is going to be.
Well, there are a lot of them.
There are a bunch of them.
Well, if they all vote.
Yeah.
Well, we're still waiting.
They all vote on the same sides, which there's going to be canceled.
And do we really think Taylor Swift is going to come out and go,
no,
vote for this person?
She might.
She'll probably say exercise. She's
trying to still keep selling.
Go to vote. She's going to tell people to vote.
Yeah, that's all she'll say.
But I don't think she's going to stand behind a candidate. She ain't that.
Well, but her people are voting.
Well, sure, but she's never going to come out and go vote for Biden.
Is she? Different. Like, if you just make a comment that says, go vote, not even telling you who to vote for, people get, stop telling people to vote.
Because we know what your people are going to do.
You're trying to sway the election.
Stop trying to tell people to vote.
I just told them to exercise their American right. That's all I did.
Mike Tannenbaum next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This morning I had the Homestead from Free Reign. Listen.
The Dublin?
No.
When are you going to bring some Homestead up here for me to try also?
So you want to try
I guess
the,
I have to go buy it. I'll go buy it.
No, I'll bring you
some.
I'll
bring you some.
Yeah, you like it with some
yeah, but cream you can take any. Is it, are they beans?
No. It's you individual can get beans cups? Or you could get. Yeah, it's a Keurig.
So I can do the individual cups.
Keurig, yeah.
So you had the Dublin while you were.
No, this is not Dublin. This is Free Reign Coffee.
So you had the Homestead.
They have Homestead.
So you had the Homestead while you're talking.
No, that's Canstead and Dublin.
I can't wait for Rip to beat your ass.
I'm very confused.
I can't wait for Rip to beat your ass.
Why is he going to beat my ass?
Because I can tell you, Cole Hauser in real life would beat Del.
I didn't get branded. Why is he going to take me to Wyoming or whatever they do to people and they throw him off a cliff?
Cole Hauser's going to come on this show.
And take me to the train station?
And he'll
Yes.
He'll beat your ass.
He'll take you to the train station.
Yes. And kill you, maybe. So here's the deal. It is full flavor. Listen, Kohlhauser started this thing about 25 years ago in San Angelo, Texas. Their roastery.
He started this in San Angelo?
Yeah. Fueling folks to get up and get after it. That is the hashtag, get up and get after it. That's the way you feel after you start drinking. I'm telling you, you are going to love this coffee. It's not bitter. It's full flavor. It's the best coffee I've ever drank. Yes, I'm going putting superlative on it. I've never been a really big coffee guy. I really, really like this coffee. I have it every morning now. The American Dirt, Homestead, Mesteno. I've already been through the Texas Pecan, so I'm getting more Texas Pecan because that's my favorite. You're going to have your favorite too, and that's okay. I don't care if Texas Pecan ain't your favorite, that's okay. You're going to have a favorite. 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site-wide. 975coffee.com. ESPN20 is your code.
ESPN. 97.5.